the most important elections of our lifetimes, it is my hope that I can do a small part and help you get out the vote and make erection season one to remember.
Right.
Don't
there
take
you go.
This lying down.
Is it supposed to be that, or is she just misspoke?
No, she's a porn star. So for her, it's erection season. That's the whole idea, that it's erection season because she's a porn star.
And make erection season one to remember.
Mm. Who's watching that and going, you know, I wasn't going to vote, but now that a porn star called it erection season, I guess I'll go vote.
Small part and help you get out the vote and make erection season one to remember.
Snoop and Shaq came out and said that they just voted for the first time in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, shame on you. You're not children. You've never voted before. Like, you guys didn't vote for Obama.
You're grown ass men. You were old enough to vote back when Clinton ran. So it just makes you look stupid.
But they're saying it so they can inspire people who've never voted, who are also, you know, 50 years old now. Because I'm sure there are people that just feel disenfranchised or feel like their vote doesn't matter. Or, I mean, I know that there's like a lot of people who, like younger people who don't vote because they're like, I don't make enough money. I don't pay enough in taxes. My vote's not going to matter. But I mean, Snoop Dogg and Shaq, they don't think their vote matters.
Mm-hmm. What you does know, their taxes so, have to do with their vote mattering? I don't understand that.
Okay, so that's the whole idea why young people don't vote, because they don't feel that so they pay taxes. The money for their taxes is used to make decisions about things that happen in this country. And who's in the White House uses your money, your tax dollars, to spend on things that you either agree with or disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the reasons why young people don't vote, this is all the research I did when I was at school. This is what my PhD was in. One of the main reasons why young people don't vote is not because they don't care about politics, although that is true for some of them. It's because they feel like they're never going to see their tax dollars at work. They're not making enough money that their vote is going to matter.
Mm.
You know, if you're making a lot of money, you want to make sure that your tax dollars go to all the programs that you care about and goes into the pockets of the people you'd like it to go into. But if you don't feel like you're making any money, your tax dollars matter, why would your vote matter?
Okay, I blame their parents, because their parents should have told them, no, you're going out and you're voting. They do like I do. My son, his year is this year where he can vote. He's going to go out and vote. If I have to drag his ass to the polls, he's going to vote. I don't care who he votes for, he's going to vote.
Right. Well, I mean, you should do that because their civic duty demands it. I mean, civics class in school, that's one of the things they teach you, is like how important your vote is.
No, that's bad parenting for not tell your kids how important it is to vote. Then that means you're a bad parent, and that means maybe your kids shouldn't vote.
Yeah, but listen, a lot of these kids that are not voting, it's because their parents don't vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not everyone's like you, not everybody, because then people are like, oh, you really care about politics. It's like, no, I don't care about politics. I care about who's in the White House.
I care about
who's running this country.
My house since March. I kind of care about that.
Right.
I can't go see a movie right now. I care about that.
Well, I think that's the point. I think now a lot of people are like, oh, I see. So who's in the White House is going to affect the next time I get to go to Great Adventure and the next Bonnaroo and, you know, when I get to go out again. Like, they don't, you know, they now see the correlation. They now think that whoever's in the White House, it's going to make a difference. But, you know, but years ago, when there wasn't coronavirus and there wasn't unemployment like there is now, kids just didn't see the value in voting. It's like, what's the point?
Do a small part and help you get out the vote and make erection season one to remember.
And now you have a reason to vote, because it's erection season.
Don't take this lying down.
I won't.
Seated or flaccid.
Nope.
This is the most important erection season ever. And I need you to exercise your democratic freedom to get erect. For information about voting in your state, please visit erectionseason.com.
Cooper, do you know who you're going to erect?
Yes, I've already. We're gonna erect early.
We're and often, erect, or just once
often,
a year?
Often and early.
Not just once a year? You're going to erect more?
You know, it's so funny. My friends that moved to California, they already voted. Mm. And they're like, there's so much to vote for in California. It's not just president. There's so many things. There's so many like proposition this and proposition that and section this and section that. They were there forever. And they were like Googling stuff. They're like, what even is this?
Mm.
They're sitting like Googling it to figure out like, am I for this? Am I against it? Because they just got there. They just moved to California like a month ago, and suddenly they have to decide the fate of all Californians.
Well, at least they're doing it in the mail. They're not standing there taking up a stall for 35 minutes trying to figure out what to vote for.
No, and that's why there's early voting in so many states, and people are going to be doing – we're definitely doing early voting.
Mm.
Just because I don't want to be there on election day. I'm sorry, erection day with all the, you know what I mean? I don't want to stand there in a line. I'd rather just go early when there's no one there. Go in, get in, get out.
I'm going out on that Tuesday because I just want to vote during that day.
Yeah, it's like people that start celebrating Halloween early. It's like, okay, so it's like if Halloween is on a Tuesday and people have Halloween parties that Saturday night.
I want to have that sticker that I voted, and I want to put it on my shirt and walk around like an idiot all day long going, look, I voted. So you don't get that sticker if you vote in the mail. They don't give you that sticker. So I want that sticker.
I think they do. I think you, some states do send you that sticker, but you do also get that sticker if you vote early.
Okay, but if you're wearing that sticker now, I have to beat you up.
Yeah, it's weird wearing the I voted sticker on like October 27th.
Yeah, I have to punch you. And you must understand that.
Well, I'm not going to wear the sticker. And I won't advertise that I voted, but I am going to go vote.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will advertise and I will wear it proudly. And I want people to ask me all day long, well, who'd you vote for? I'm not telling you. Not telling you. Rope myself in. That's what I did.
So you should tell them.